When I was a young man, Clifton Chenier stayed at my house in Eugene, Oregon. He stayed at our apartment.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a long story, but so I know Zydeco, and you know, I had all the Clifton Chenier records on our Hooli. And then when he came through Eugene, Oregon at the university, the woman who ran the cultural forum called me up and said, can Clifton Chenier stay at your house? The band will stay in a hotel, but Clifton wants, basically what they wanted was a kitchen. But I went to the club and said, are you with the Clifton Chenier band? And I'm looking up at this guy, his name was Davis Petrie, and he was the road manager. He was about 6'3", big Creole, man. You could see the Native American in his face and stuff, and he's smoking a cigar. And I go, he goes, yeah. I go, well, you're staying at my place. You and Clifton are staying at my apartment. And I didn't know what to say to him. And the next thing out of my mouth was, do you know how to cook gumbo? He takes a cigar out of his mouth and goes, he takes a seat and goes, oh, baby, I'll cook you gumbo, make you bite your fingers off. He had this huge accent. I was just like, yay, you know. So, and then he cooked for the band, and the band would come over, and the band had Stanley Durrell, you know, Buckwheat Zydeco was playing Hammond B3, Jumpin' Joe Morris was on the bass, Robert St. Judy on guitar, Clifton Chenier on the squeeze box. I mean, it was the Clifton Chenier band, and got to spend 5 days with him, and changed my life. That pretty much did it. And that's where I discovered, because of Davis Petrie and this thing that happened to me, all that great food, you know, crawfish etouffee, gumbo, I mean, everything. He cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the band.